Well, there's a study out this week in the British medical journal The Lancet, where I sometimes write for the news section, and it says it's called disclosure.
Oh, right.
It's called disclosure. Sorry. Sometimes I collect a little paycheck there, so it's a freelance disclosure, if that's okay. the study says that murder and suicide rates increase during an economic recession, and that might not be surprising, but the culprit is lost jobs. And the study was performed in the EU, but it also found that there's an easy way to mitigate those harmful effects. And here to tell us more is the lead author of the study. He's David Stuckler. He's a research fellow at the Department of Sociology at Oxford University. Dr. Stuckler, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it makes some sense that job loss might lead to depression and also greater instances of suicide and homicide and violence. What surprises for you, though, in this study?
As you pointed out, what surprised us was that rises in suicides and murders don't have to happen in times of financial crisis. We found when governments invest in social protections, such as programs to quickly help people get back into jobs, that historically, rises in suicides haven't occurred as the economies turn sour.
So when they invest in these programs in a preventative way so that people have some place to go for support once the rises in unemployment start?
That's right. The programs that we found that had the greatest benefit have basically three functions. One is to try to prevent unemployment from happening in the first place. But beyond that, they help people cope with the negative mental health effects of losing a job. It's an extremely stressful life event. They also help people link up with services to find jobs that are available to increase their earning capacity. These include labor market training, public works programs, special programs for the disabled. We found countries in the EU, such as Sweden, which had high spending on these programs, had no rise in suicides, even when unemployment rates rose by as much as 10% in a short period of time, while other countries, such as Spain, when unemployment rates rose by 10%, suicide rates moved up in step.
All right, David Stuckler, sociologist at Oxford and author of the study that we're talking about. I want to ask you about causality, because you observed that rises in unemployment are related to increased suicide and murder rates, and that those rates go up hand in hand with rises in unemployment. But I want to get to the bottom of whether you showed causality. Does higher unemployment, economic strife lead directly to these bad effects, or are they associated? Can you conclude that A causes B?
Well, with any statistical study, there's always a possibility that there's some third factor in the background, but it would be a striking coincidence. And we're not just doing one study. This is building on the back of 500 studies that have found persons who lose their jobs when they lose their jobs have about twofold higher risks of death, much higher risk of suicides, greater risks of binge drinking, and many social problems. There's literature in psychology and economics and public health that back all of this up. The challenge has been at the population level. Why is it that overall in populations during recessions, some had no rise in suicides, others had extremely high rises in suicides? We found the key factor appeared to be how much governments choose to invest in social safety nets.
Well, but Professor Stuckler, it's even more specific than social safety nets. It seems that there's a difference between generalized programs that offer sort of maintenance income for people who've fallen through the employment net, that those programs have one impact, but that specific programs that focus on employment and dealing directly with the employment problem of the individual are the ones that work the best.
That's a great point, and exactly what our study found. People's sense of worth is tied up to their jobs, their sense of community, many of their social relationships, their friends they can count on. If you take two people, imagine the same person, both have the same income, one has a job, one doesn't. The person who has a job will be much healthier than the person who doesn't. And so we found that giving cash benefits to persons who lose their jobs to replace what they've lost wouldn't help reduce the risk of suicides in the same way as programs to help them get back on their feet quickly.
All right, David Stuckler, sociologist at Oxford and author of the study in The Lancet that we're talking about on the recession and the public health effects, suicide and homicide effects of recession. I want to bring in Chet Kaminsky. Chet is from Granger, Indiana. He found himself out of an accounting job last Thanksgiving, and he's still unemployed today. And this past spring, he decided to join an unemployment support group called People Between Jobs. Chet, the sociologists have a lot to say about that issue, but of course, you're the expert on your own situation. Job programs have helped you cope with being out of work, or would a paycheck either from the government or just a new employer do just as well for you?
Well, thank you, and good morning. In answer to that question, coping with a job loss, and on my specific part anyway, is kind of difficult. The People Between Jobs program, basically it's just one element of a group that was put together by unemployed volunteers. And this umbrella group is called My Michiana Career Network.
And what do they do when you go there?
What happens is there's different segments of this umbrella group, and in each segment of the group, it's a support group, basically, and a resource group for the unemployed people in the area that choose to take part in the group.
So the people that you see at the group, maybe you yourself or the others that you see at the group, you're hearing Professor Stuckler talk about some of the mental effects of unemployment and the recession and how they can affect individuals. Do you see people like that, and people who you think are having possibly injurious or dangerous behavior mitigated by being able to commune with you and others?
Well, I think that they can, and I think one of the purposes of the group is to try to downplay that, mm-hmm. concentrate on the positives about what good you have done for yourself and what good have you done for other people in the same situation. And I think there might be individuals that might have given up hope and might not put a full effort into finding another position, but overall in the group, from what I've seen anyway, from a personal level, I think you have to have that positive attitude that something good will eventually happen for you.
All right, Chet Kaminsky, unemployed from your own accounting job since last Thanksgiving. Let me get personal with you, if I might. You've talked about
problem.
The other people in your group. If you're comfortable with it, do you have any personal connection to what this study is suggesting that unemployment can be a major stressor and can lead people to spiral? Have you ever felt maybe not anything approaching a homicidality or suicidality, but can you understand how people are feeling in those situations from your own experience?
Absolutely, because I think it's individual by individual, but and I'll give you a real good example. Me, for example, I've been in the workforce for over 30 years. And, I've never had this kind of prolonged unemployment situation. So I agree with the study because I think it does affect people. And on a personal note, I've tried to avoid anything that's negative. But within the group, I can see people that have been on the same jobs, been with the same employer for 30 years. And then, having that taken away from you, having that security, I guess, taken away from you, I think it really could affect people quite negatively.
And we have increasing evidence out today that those negative effects could be helped by spending and investment in programs for the unemployed. Chet Kaminsky is an unemployed accountant. He's helped us understand some of the stresses and recovery from unemployment at a group called People Between Jobs. He's from Indiana. Professor David Stuckler, sociologist at Oxford University, lead author of an article in The Lancet that we've just been talking about. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.